Hi everyone, I'm Christine and I'm here with Molly. And today we're going to talk about formulation number 2078, and it is the Detox Cleansing Balm. Talk about what a balm is.
Yeah, so the balms are...
The whole thing just kind of escapes me.
The balms are kind of an alternative to regular cleansers. They're oil-based, so they use the same concept as an oil cleanser where like dissolves like, but this is a solid format. So I've seen them come in a jar where you kind of scrape them out, or in like a twist-up situation, like a deodorant bottle kind of. So it's really good for removing makeup and other oil-soluble impurities, you know, sunscreen or excess sebum that's giving you greasiness, but it doesn't strip the skin. So obviously really good for dry skin types or the winter months when it gets harder to keep your skin hydrated. I mean, I don't think I have particularly dry skin, but I still like to use it once or twice a week instead of my regular cleanser just to give my skin a break.
Well, then I actually might look at this one because I, you know, you put sunscreen on and it never like actually, the waterproof ones never like really come off. So I wonder if this one would be better to use.
Yeah, you almost have to do like a double cleanse.
So this is more, it is a solid form.
Yes.
Okay.
So you would massage this into dry skin, let it, you know, dissolve everything, and then wipe it away with a damp cloth and just, like, let the leftover goodness soak in.
Cool. Okay. So this has our Colemol's 3GO, which is polyglycerol 3 oleate, and then our Colonial Monolaurin MB, which is glycerol laurate, and that's RSPO Mass Balance certified. But the whole formulation is plant-based, non-irritating, because you're rubbing this on your skin and you're wiping it with a wet cloth, but it's still kind of staying on your skin.
Right. So it is mild enough for a little bit to be left behind, and yes, largely a plant-based formula. Both the Monolaurin and the 3GO are 100% bio-based, and they're oil-soluble, so good for a waterless formula like this. They're both giving some emolliency, so you get a nice skin feel, and it helps the formula feel a lot less greasy.
And then the Monolaurin also has some antimicrobial effects, so do you think maybe it could, like, help kill bacteria on your skin?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it can help keep skin clear and keep the bar itself fresh.
Okay, so then we also have, there's, like, clay, and there's cocoa butter, shea butter. Is that just providing some, like, moisturization?
Yeah, so the butters and the emollients make up, you know, the oil base of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're nourishing the skin. You can play around with using, you know, oils instead of the butters, but the butters do help to solidify it, and then they'll melt against your skin, so you're getting that good amount of payout.
So I don't use balms, the whole thing kind of. Like, I just don't even think about using one of these. But would you say that this is kind of like the newest generation of a cold cream cleanser?
Oh, yeah, kind of.
Yeah, because it's like, because cold cream cleansers, you don't wash either.
Right, they were made to, yeah, take off your makeup and everything without pulling on the skin and, yeah, without irritating the skin and stripping it. So, yeah, I could kind of see that.
And then this one is our, it's a detox cleansing balm. What is in here that's, like, detoxing? Because I know that's really trendy right now to have a detoxing claim.
That is the kaolin clay that we have in there. So it's popular for being one of the milder clays. But, yeah, that's the kind of detoxifying element meant to absorb all those impurities.
And then could you also do this fragrance-free?
You could, yes, for sure.
And then if you wanted to, because this is kind of like it's an opaque, solid form, could you add any kind of dyes to it if you wanted to? Like, do you think it'll mess up the formulation?
No, I think you could add some dyes. The kaolin clay is a white clay, so it should come through good. I think you can get, you know, bleached versions of the butters. And probably if you wanted to do a fragrance-free one, you would also get the deodorized ones.
So could you use this in place of washing your face, or because I know you could do this like in addition to washing your face, but sometimes if you just feel really don't feel like it, could you use a balm instead?
Yeah, so I really think it depends on your skin type, what your routine is. Some people like do the double cleanse, use both an oil cleanser and a detergent type cleanser. Some people do just oil or just the detergent. So yeah, it really depends on you, but yes, this definitely could be your sole cleanser if it's right for your skin type.
Ooh, so then if you don't have any water, this would be good for camping, you know?
Yes, waterless.
Yeah. So is this difficult to put together? Because I know Monolaurin's in a pellet form, and then you have all the butters and the clay and stuff like that.
Right. So we're kind of, well, it's a combination. We've got some solid form materials here, some liquid, and then the powder with the clay. Mm-hmm. So you do have to heat this, and then it'll be a hot pour into your mold, and then you'll let it cool. The Monolaurin, like you said, comes in a pellet form. So it will be soluble in the oil, but you do need heat. The 3GO is a liquid form, so it'll go into oil without heat. But, I mean, this is a hot process anyway.
Right, yeah. All right, so that is formulation number 2078. It is the Detox Cleansing Balm. It features Colomulse 3GO as well as our Colonial Monolaurin MB. It is available for download by going to our website at colonialchem.com/formulations. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results, but we're ready to help you in any way for your next formulation project. Go to colonialchem.com/formulations, and thanks for joining us.